Brendan Nottle, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Do we need more?
Look, I actually am open to the idea, Neil, to be really honest, because I think Melbourne has been pitching itself as a 24/7 city for many years now. And I think that's one of the attractions for tourists, that they come to a city that is 24/7. I think what we've seen, and when I say what we've seen, I'm actually in the city every Friday and Saturday night. I've seen firsthand that most venue operators are actually very responsible. So they get their responsibility around the responsible serving of alcohol to people.
But it's inevitable, isn't it? More booze means more drunks.
Potentially, but what it also means is one of the issues that we see is people preload, Neil. So you see kids jump on trains, they preload on the trains, and they get to the city drunk. And I think one of the problems that we've made in the past is we've actually assumed all of those issues need to be resolved by the police, and they can't be. I think it's unfair to actually say, oh, that's a police matter, they'll fix it. I think we need to look at this idea of opening up the city more at night, which means more venues. But I think what we need to be doing is thinking really strategically about how do we manage the issues that will be around. And they're not necessarily produced by the venues. They're produced by young people coming in who are preloaded. And instead of just saying, please fix it, we need to think creatively. And I think one of those creative responses is having teams like ours that actually engage with young people before they enter the city and work with them around, okay, how do we move this forward? I think what we need to be doing too, Neil, is there's a big issue around Flinders and Elizabeth Street, and venues close around a certain time. So 2 a.m, that part of the city is an absolute nightmare on a Friday night, Saturday night. So amenity is disgusting. It's out of control. It's like a funnel where everybody funnels into on their way to Flinders Street Station. And I think we need to be thinking strategically about addressing that issue. And there's a couple of other areas too. Yeah, but I'm open to the idea of expanding venue licences so that we actually bring more life back into the city again.
All right. Thanks for that, Brendan. Major Brendan Nottle, Salvation Army. Interesting. I thought he'd go the other way. Interesting.